Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. Why do I love blowjobs so much? Sweet Jesus, what is there not to love?
You want me to wear them to yoga? Sweat the fuck out of those things and return them in a Ziploc baggie, still moist. There was some heavy petting, some oral sex involved, you know, some penetration of me with some fingers and such. Hey guys, good morning everyone. Well, I hope you all got a well-rested, wonderful night's sleep. It's the early morning. I'm just drinking my coffee, thinking about you guys, and realized, hey, it's time for a little Q&A. So, before I get going with that, let me do something I should have done. A little sound checky here. A little sound check. Make sure my microphone is up all the way. Somebody made a comment about my microphone not being loud enough, or that they listen to my podcast and it was hard to hear. Well, I don't like hearing that, darling. So I'm going to make sure that you can hear me. Usually I'm pretty good at projecting my voice, so I will do my best. Okay, let's jump right into a juicy subject. Okay, my first question is, why do you love blowjobs so much? Oh, okay, well, where do I start with this one? Why do I love blowjobs so much? Sweet Jesus, what is there not to love? I mean, you know what's interesting? I didn't used to really love blowjobs. If I think back, you know, like when I was younger, I'm just trying to think. Did I really love it? No. I didn't not like it. But I wasn't so obsessed with it as I am now. I just don't know why it's gotten to that level. But what I love about it now is just, it's just the whole, you know, it's everything about it. Okay, it's exciting and sexy and fucking hot when you're turning a man on and he's just getting this big, huge fucking erection. And, you know, and when you grab that cock and it's just rock hard, I mean, ultimately, you know where you want it to go. You know where you know, ultimately, you're hoping, I mean, the intention is it's going to end up in your pussy. Or I guess your ass, but I'm always, you know, I'm generally thinking about stick that in my ass. I mean, no. Is that Freudian there? No, did I slip? No, I don't know. No, really, I'm always thinking about having it, you know, like that this is going in my pussy. But it's like I get to tease myself with it and I get to grab it and feel it, and then I get to start licking it and sucking it and stroking it and playing with it. I get to cram it all the way down my throat, or it's being crammed all the way down my throat. And it's almost like, and of course, depending on the mood and what's going on, it kind of gets me into that submissive state. I mean, when a guy grabs your, you know, when a guy's face fucking you, I mean, there's not much you can do about it, and you're pretty submissive, you know, at that point. You need to be, and it turns me on. Maybe it's linked to the whole, to getting me in a submissive state. I don't know, but I can tell you this. I mean, I thoroughly enjoy it. I will get goosebumps from head to toe. My nipples get rock hard, and I just start getting wetter and wetter. I love, you know, I love to gag on a cock. I love the tears, you know, streaming. I love that it's like, and when I'm in that right submissive mindset, like I love that it's getting him off. I love that it's making him happy. I mean, I really love pleasing my partner. I really do. And you know, I just know that, like, if a guy gets to use you as this little fuck toy and really satisfy his his cravings and his hunger and, you know, all that stuff. It's just hot. It really, it gets me, it hits on all cylinders. It's mental, it's physical. You know, the smell, the taste. I mean, I like balls on me flying at my face. I love it all. I want you well groomed. And now listen, I don't want a big fuzzy furry crotch. What is with me in the Freudian slip today? A big hairy ball sack coming at me. I have to push away big long pubes to get down to the base of your penis with my mouth. But yeah, it's hot. I mean, I don't know. I love everything about it. I like teasing. I like licking right underneath the head and playing with it and the way it feels in my mouth and just kind of like, you know, giving somebody that first sensation of that, just that warm, wet feeling when they first put the tip of their cock in your mouth. It's just, I don't know. I mean, like right now, I'm my nipples are hard and I'm getting wet. I'm getting aroused just talking about it. It's just a big turn on for me. Just a big turn on. I love receiving, but I gotta say, I think when it comes to oral sex, and I love oral sex, when it's done to me properly, oh my God, I love it. But I think that I probably slightly, it might be like 49-59% ratio. I think me giving a blowjob is the 51%. Yeah, I like it, you know, like slightly a little bit more. It just turns me on. So I hope I answered your question there. Okay. When you start live broadcasting, will you finally turn off your phone and keep your dog quiet? Probably not. Just being honest, I probably won't. I mean, come on. How long has it been? 3 years? I mean, you guys, you know me by now. Like, you get what you get and don't throw a fit. I'll do my best. I mean, I might turn the phone off. I don't know. I haven't thought about it. We'll see. You'll just have to, you know what? You're just going to have to tune in and find out. But just think about what I'd be looking like right now if you were watching me. Because I'm going to get dressed up for you guys. I mean, I'm going to, you know, I'm not going to get on there looking like some schlumpadinka. Trust me, I'm a little too vain for that. Once we get to know each other and maybe I'm half a year into it, you know, you might get something casual. No, I'm sure. You know what? You'll get casual moments. You're going to get all of it, but that's the beauty of it. You're going to get the visual. You haven't had that. It's going to be a big bonus. You're going to want to, you know, you're going to want to see, get the full experience, the full Layla experience. Okay. Here we go. Well, this kind of dovetails a little bit off that. Why are you doing OnlyFans? What I love about your podcast is it's real and you're not performing and working for us for money. Well, I think maybe kind of like a little bit, dovetailing off what I just answered is, I said it in a previous podcast. So I'm doing the OnlyFans because lots of reasons. I've tinkered with and been on the fringe, like I can't even tell you how many times, of just shit canning this whole thing. And because it takes time, effort, energy, you know, to put the content out there. And also just, you know, talk about myself, talk about all this shit, you know, sometimes it's emotional. Sometimes it's hard to do. I mean, you know, it's very fun and it has been fulfilling, but I am 3 years into it. I didn't know, you know, I didn't really have like a final destination for it. I pretty much just thought it would be a 1 year deal. You know, I document this for a year and it's a social experiment, you know, using myself as the guinea pig and let's see what happens. Well, it caught on and I just kept going with it. But, you know, now it's taken on a life of its own. And I got to the point where people were kind of not demanding, I don't know if that's the right word. People were wanting more and more of me. And, you know, my inbox, you know, is filling up constantly. I can't keep up with it. And truthfully, I don't necessarily want to, you know, because people want you to sit there and you have to repeat yourself and tell the same old story over and over. And, you know, and it always starts with, how's your day or things like that. And look, there's nothing wrong with that. But when you get that 100 times a day, times 365 days a year, and everybody wants you to carry on a legitimate, meaningful, sincere conversation with them, it's impossible. I really, you know, I have to reserve that for certain people in my life. You can't give everything away, all these parts of yourself, and still kind of honor yourself, if that makes any sense. And it's too time consuming. Not to mention, I'm producing the show and paying for all this, you know, the podcast and everything now. You know, that's just been on my dime for 3 years, 100 episodes. It's not, you know, from my point of view, it's not overly expensive, but it's not cheap either. So, and I was having this conversation the other day about kind of where to set the pricing on the OnlyFans. Like, I'm trying to ascertain where, you know, what's fair to people, and you know, where I live in California, everything's super expensive. I'm just used to it, you know. I don't get sticker shock. I'm in the practically the most expensive state there is to live in, and I'm been here my whole life, so I'm used to that. You know, some people, maybe the subscription price will be too much. I don't think so, because I'm not, you know, I'm not being ridiculous about it. I don't think, you know, but we'll see. I mean, we'll see. I don't know. But I need to do something different, and I need to make it worth my while, and something to keep me more engaged. And then, you know, and changing the format to a visual, you know, where you have the option to see me now, where you have it for 3 years. I think that to me is fun and exciting. I'm changing it up just enough to keep me interested and still have it be playful and fun. Plus, you know, I can send little quick little videos throughout the day to, you know, to everybody, keep in contact. I mean, I plan on doing all this stuff. Like I said, my goal here is to underpromise and overdeliver as far as the content goes. I want it to be there's a lot more meat on that bone than you're ever going to expect to get. But so you know, I'm very generous that way. But again, you know, the production costs and, you know, and all this now to do that, that's going to go up considerably. It's not something I really want to shoulder myself without trying to monetize this. So, you know, I mean, I had to really think about it and dig deep, and maybe that's going to turn some people away and turn them off. And you may be one of those. I hope not. But, you know, I do understand that what people have liked about, you know, the Curious Girl Diaries and Layla London, that persona and all that, is that, and I guess I shouldn't say persona, just that stage name I use just to protect my identity, is the realness of it. You know, it's the realness of it, and it's going to stay that way. But I think it's going to get even more real, because you're going to get to see a lot more aspects of my life that you haven't seen. You're going to get to see my mannerisms. I'm very animated. I'm, you know, I make funny faces. I roll my eyes. You know, I mean, you know, you're really going to get to see me and moving, not just like a still shot. And don't worry about it. It's not, like I said, I mean, maybe some of you, to some of your disappointment, no, it's not going to be a porn site. I mean, sorry, you know, that is not a gray zone for me. You're not going to be looking up my vagina and staring at my ovaries, you know, while I'm masturbating. I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen. But it can be a little bit, there's going to be fun ways to make it a little more racy. You know what I mean? You guys may get to take a shower with me and get in the bathtub with me and all that fun stuff. So anyway, I think it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. And I hope that, you know, I hope that a fair amount of people will, you know, want to see me. But again, don't worry, because the audio version of the podcast, you know, the video cast, I guess, it will be on iTunes. So you don't have to, don't worry about that. You know, if you don't want to pay to see the visual part, you don't have to. Don't, you know, I don't want to lose anybody. So, okay. All righty. That's the next question here. Will you send me a pair of your dirty underwear? Not, oh, yeah, will you send me a pair of your dirty underwear? Well, what pair? Not the good stuff. why don't you send me a pair? I'll wear them around. You tell me, how far, how dirty do you want them, baby? Are we just talking like, you know, running errands? Are we talking like, you want me like in a full on, you know, Bikram yoga? You want me to wear them to yoga? Sweat the fuck out of those things and return them in a Ziploc baggie, still moist. Oh my gosh. You're not the first person to ask me for that. You know what else I get asked for too is feet photos. People like want to buy pictures of my feet. They're asking me if I sell pictures of my feet. Will I do videos, and can they, you know, like pick out some polish for me and stuff like that. It's interesting. I mean, you know, maybe that'll be when I do an OnlyFans. Maybe that's an option I'll put on there. Like, I will say this. If you ask me probably one of my favorite body parts of mine is, it's definitely my feet. It's always been my feet. You know what I like about my feet? First of all, I honor my feet. I believe a woman's feet should be beautiful. You should have just beautiful little, you know, girly feet. And I've always taken good care of my feet, even when I used to do marathons and a lot of distance running. I always took care of my feet. Maybe that's why. That's kind of what got me into it. I was like, I'm not letting these things go by the wayside. And I just think that a woman's feet, you know, like, it's kind of like, you know, your feet and your hands and stuff like that. I mean, these are certain things that are your calling card. And I don't know why. I just have it in my head, like, these are things that, you know, like a true lady, you know, she puts her, you know, no pun intended, best foot forward. And then, you know, there's certain things that she's always grooming, taking care of, that should look nice and feminine, you know, and feminine. And my feet are small for my height. So they're like, used to be 7, and then they kind of got like, they used to be like between a 7 and 7.5. They got a little bigger as I got older, kind of strange, but like about half size. So now it's like 7.5, 8, just depending on, you know, the shoe. And I'm like super, super pointy toe. Yeah, I'm going to have an 8. Yeah, I mean, just interesting stuff like that. So I don't know. I think feet are sexy. And you guys know, what I think about guys' feet too. Like, take care of those feet. Don't rub your fucking sandpaper gargoyle toes, you know, crusty, gross feet on me. No, they don't have to be, you know, I like manly shit, okay, but I don't, but there's a line. There's a line between manly and gross. Don't cross over into the gross, please. Oh my gosh, I hope you guys can't hear that neighbor. My neighbor's blower guy is here. Anyway, I can hear it. Okay, what's the next question? The underwear. So, just let me finish up on that. Will I send you a pair of my underwear? Not right now. Is it going to be an option in the future? I don't know either, but duly noted, I'll consider it. Okay. What do Cowboy and Mr. Big Clark and the others think about your changing the show? Well, truthfully, none of them know. You know, I'm just not going to mention it, honestly. I'm just not going to mention it. And when it comes out, we'll just be like, oh, yeah, matter of fact, you know. Oh, sure, yeah, I did that. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, really, okay, so here's the interesting part about that is, so Clark has been really, really, like, excited to come on and do a podcast. And usually I jump on that right away. And he's been like, okay, I'm ready. You want to do it this weekend? You want to do it that way? And in the past, he's been very shy, you know, and he's just all pumped up and excited about it. So I'm excited too. The only thing I can't figure out is, I mean, or this is kind of the caveat is when it turns into video podcasting, you know, I assume some of the guys will want to stay anonymous. I mean, I would. Obviously I'm choosing not to, but they, you know, so I'm going to have to figure out, I'm sure there's a way. I'll just, you know, I can shoot them from the neck down, but I think so, whether or not they want to show all of their body or just neck down, whatever, I think it's going to be really interesting to see them with in the same room with me, as well as if we're doing it remotely, like split screens, but you get to see them. You know, like for years I've been talking about these guys and they're fucking hunks. I mean, I know it's kind of a dated word, but they're just, I mean, I don't know what else to say. Like, I mean, it's cheesy. They're hot. I want you guys to see what the guys look like. And especially not so much for the male audience, because I don't really think you guys give two shits. But do you know, I just recently found out, 45%. This was a jump from when I originally started. I think it used to be like 30, then it was like 35. I'm gaining female audience members. Yay! Go ladies. Hello. I love it. So I'm getting women. Yes. And you know, this is some eye candy for them. They deserve it. Ladies, I'm going to bring it to you. Okay. I'm going to bring it to you and you're going to love it. I'm excited to start doing it with them, and assumedly then, you know, as I change the format and I'm gonna, you know, when I'm talking to them about, hey, do you want to do another podcast, it will come up. If they're going to be on it, well, we have to discuss, how are we going to shoot you? Do you want to show your face? Do you not want to show your face? And, you know, again, people are going to have various reasons. I mean, most of it's, you know, it's like your job, what you do, you don't want to, I mean, I get it, you know, and you know, you don't want to be the stigma. There's a lot of reasons. So, I would really love to be able to show all of them, but I don't expect that they're all going to want to be seen. You know, they're going to want to maintain some privacy, but maybe just their bods, their hot bods. All right. And then hopefully soon, yes, we'll have Clark on a podcast. So he might be the first one to know. To know, hey, format's changing a little bit. What do you think about that? All right. So I've hinted at new guys. Are you going? I've hinted around about the new guys that I've seen. Are you going all the way with any of them? That's really cute. Am I going all the way with any of them? Well, let's see. Recently, I went. I don't know what we call it. We didn't go all the way. But we, I think we got maybe second or third base. There was some heavy petting, some oral sex involved, you know, some penetration of me with some fingers and such. So yeah, that was fun. And you know what? It was very fun. It was just kind of unplanned, but you know, cause it's weird. I'm kind of back to taking it slow right now with anybody new. I'm kind of being real girly about it. It's kind of fun. You know, I'm a little bit more of maybe my regular dating kind of Layla self, you know, not the curious girl. The curious girl will fuck your brains out like on date one, you know, just like, if I like you, boom, I'm here to fuck. Let's do it. That's a little bit more like that's the machine, right? I'm sort of in a happy medium right now where I'm not, you know, I'm not running it like a well-oiled machine like I did in the beginning. If you guys remember, man, I was just cranking. I was on a mission. I was cranking it out. So, you know, now I'm just kind of taking my time with it. But to get back to your question, Yeah, that was fun. You know, it was like, I just forgot about that fun, like kind of what I like to call like courting and sparking. We're kind of courting and sparking. You know, it's fun. I like that. Instead of just like getting right down, like before I was like, nope, I don't want any of that fucking courting and sparking shit. Let's just get right down to it. Let's do the do. And I still have that aggressive desire. But I'm happy to slow it down and appreciate things on all levels. You know, it doesn't just have to be about getting in bed right away. I know we'll get in bed. I know, you know, but I don't have to rush it. So anyway, yeah. So I think that answers your question. I don't know. I guess I got, I think maybe third base. We went to third base.
Okay. Oh boy, here's it. Here's someone that's cranky. Okay. Let me center myself here before I get to this guy. I'm going to try to be, see, this is the shit. When you're looking at me live, man, you, I am not going to be able to hide any of this. This is nice. With just audio, I get to hide a lot from you guys. I get to hide, you know, how some of these questions come across, because you can't, I think sometimes you can't tell from my voice maybe how irritated I might be. But, you know, when you start seeing me, you're going to be like, oh yeah, she's pissed. Okay, hold on here. I got to take a sip. Okay, we dive right in. What the fuck does your dom think about all this? No sub of mine would be allowed to get an OnlyFans. You need to be checked by someone who knows how. Check my profile on FetLife, and I'll show you what a real dominant is all about. Alrighty. I'm not going to say this guy's profile name. However, I have checked FetLife recently, by the way. And it's quite interesting, the things you find on FetLife. Quite interesting, the various profiles that people have on all the different dating sites that they put themselves on. And I say dating liberally, hookup sites, whatever you want to call them. And it's interesting how they represent themselves on one site versus another. And then if you kind of know them, how they actually represent themselves on a different site when they think that, you know, they're kind of completely anonymous. It's interesting the way people act when they think they're anonymous. So, tells you a lot about, you know, you can kind of discover who's lying and who's not. Or if you already have a feeling people are just bullshitters, then you kind of get more confirmation of that. But back to this guy here. I don't think I need to be checking your profile. And I don't, you know, and what the fuck does my dom think about, a sub, blah, blah, blah. I don't give a fuck. You're making a lot of assumptions, too. You're assuming that I have a dominant, by the way. But let me tell you what a dominant, in my book, let me tell you what a dominant is. Because I've just recently and over the long haul, seen a lot of what it isn't. So let me tell you what it looks like to me and what I'm truly looking for and appreciate about a dominant man. This is a man that isn't just saying he's dominant. He walks the walk and talks the talk. It's not a title or a label. It's not something he hides the truth of his life behind, meaning he's honest. He's upfront. He's not a lying scumbag cheater who drifts around and only is just looking for how many vaginas he can stick his dick in while he's on the road. He's just looking for, you know, a cum dumpster. And I don't mean that in a fun, playful way. I love to be somebody's little slutty cum dumpster. But it sort of takes away from it when, you know, there's 10 of you. To me, a dominant submissive relationship is a pact. It's an agreement that two people who are being truthful and honest with each other, or are striving to do that, because that's really what you're doing. You're really showing the depth of who you really are. It should be the one person in the world that you can be yourself with. Fuck everybody else. I don't care. You know, I don't care. But when you're with me, I will give you that. And I want the same in return. I'm willing to submit. I'm willing to put your needs, you know, at the forefront and of my day. I want you to be happy, cared for. I want you to feel like a man, from the fucking top of your head to your toes. And I want to be the one that makes you feel that way. And I hope that the reciprocal is true. And you can't do that when you're, you know, just using it as a label.
when you're just using it as a label to cover up the truth of who you really are. It doesn't work. Doesn't fucking work. So, you know, when this guy's asking me here, what does this guy think? Anybody who cares about me, like really cares about me, is going to support my ventures. I'm a smart businesswoman. I have never relied on anybody else to make it. I've always busted my own, you know, busted ass to get everything I wanted financially, you know, professionally, goal-wise. If somebody's not going to, you know, in their dominant way, support that and want to see that foster and grow, well, then fuck them. They're not my dominant. So that's that. Okay. Hope I was clear on that point, Mr. FetLife. There's a lot of Mr. FetLifes out there. Big deal. You're a dime a dozen. You guys out there calling yourselves doms and, you know, I'm sorry, but you're not. A real dom just doesn't even need to say it, quite frankly. Okay. Let's see here. Why do you think your pussy gets so wet? Why do I think my pussy gets so wet? I don't... when are we talking about? Do I make some assumptions here? Am I assuming, yes, it's during sex? I think I should move. I'm sorry. This is getting loud in this room that I'm in. Oh, wait. He stopped. I might have to... Okay. That's fine. I'm sorry. I hate when there's all this... You guys are on me about the dog snoring and the phone dinging. Well... I think we've had relatively no interruptions on that level, but now we've got the fucking blower. You know what I need to do? I've got to get a room. Like, I've really got to get a good recording room. I mean, this is bad. Okay. Why does my pussy get so wet? It gets wet. Depends. I mean, you know, obviously when I'm super turned on, the person I'm with, if I'm, you know, if I'm in my subspace mindset, I'm always just, I'm like a fountain. A lot of it's who I'm with. I mean, some of it's chemistry with the right guy. And sometimes it's hormones. I mean, certain parts of the month, you're just super, like, I'll just be dripping through my pants. It's annoying. It's annoying because I wear yoga pants a lot. And, you know, it's like, fuck, it's always like, looks, you know, it's like, what's going on down there? And it's not pee. I'm not pee. It's just like, you know, there's just times where you're extra, extra wet and drippy and excited and turned on and, you know, all that good stuff. So, okay, let's switch over to a fun little part that I'm starting to like now. It's called like, who's in my inbox? Who's in my box? It's now time for that part of the show when we talk about who's in my box. All right. Let's see. The first one, I love this. It's random. I just open it up and it's like, it's chef's surprise. Okay. First guy. First one. He's a guy. Hey, I'm Blake. I know this is probably weird, so you don't need to reply if you don't want to. Just had to message you so that I could tell you that you're absolutely beautiful. I'm sure you hear it all the time, but I just need to tell you. I would be honored if you would like to get to know each other. Do you have Snapchat so we could talk? Let me see. Blake. Okay. You are Australian. And you are... Oh, you are 6'6". And you're a bull rider. Oh, my God. Okay, this is getting better. Oh, I knew there had to be something. Here it is. You're 24, sweetheart. Oh, my God. Oh, let's see what you... Oh. And a very good looking 6'6", 24. Oh, honey. Well, oh my God. I may have to make an exception. I said I would not go back into the 20s ever. But you're in Australia, so it's not going to happen. I will be texting you back. or messaging you back, rather. But you're very, very hot. Very hot. Nice body. You got some tats. You got that edgy, Yep. Edgy look. I like it. But, you know, Thank you for the compliments. I just don't, I'm not saying never, but so far I've managed to stay away from the 20s. That just feels so, it does feel cougarish. I don't consider myself a cougar. I really don't. It's not, I just don't go looking for this. It's the young guys that always come after me. So I don't know. Yeah. Blake, babe, you're hot. Okay. Next one. Have you been touching yourself? No, I have not. Not nearly enough. Thank you for bringing that up and reminding me. It's time for some, you know, one-on-one me and my big dildo to have some personal sexy time. I'm not just going to touch myself, honey. I'm going to fuck myself silly. All right. Okay, next one. Do you have anything planned for the night? Not yet. It's just still the morning, so trying to get my podcast done. Let's see. Hey, how are you doing? I'm fine, thanks. I'm well, thank you. How are you? That's my normal response to that. I just leave it at that. Here's a foot person. I love those amazing feet. Thank you. I love my amazing feet too. I want to eat your bored pussy. Oh, this is a response. Somebody asked me how my pussy was. And I said, right now it's bored. And he says, I want to eat your bored pussy. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. That sounds like a podcast title. My bored pussy. My pussy's bored. What do I do? I thought I was just being funny when I said it's bored. It gets bored. Sometimes it's bored. And sometimes it's getting fucked and it's boring. I'll tell ya. Hopefully we don't run into that anymore. Okay. Love your page. Has Tumblr factored much into your exploration? I don't know what you mean by that. Maybe just because of the things I post there? I don't know. That is kind of a good question. Do I think it's influenced me? I think it's probably, yeah, you know, it probably has a little bit. I mean, you know, you get on there and you're reblogging stuff and you're looking at sexy stuff and you see something and something might stick with you visually and you go, that looks hot. Hey, I'd try that. Or a lot of people think, you know, everything that I post is specific to me and what's going on. And, you know, sometimes I get like, if I post something like, oh my gosh, are you okay? You know, I saw this post. I'm like, yeah, it just, for what? I'm just making a split decision, like yes, no, yes, no. I like that image. And I don't sit there and think much about it. Not all of them. I won't say that about all of them. Sometimes it is specific. Sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, this makes me think of so-and-so, you know, or this relates to what I did the other night. That's hot, you know, but for the most part, it's really just fast, quick little, you know, reblog. You know, I just want to post up some content and move along. That's why it's not good to catch me here, because I do that, generates a lot of messages, and then, you know, and then I never answer them. Okay. So I think, I'll just say this last one's again, another, hi, more feet and legs, maybe please. People like their feet. I mean, it's just funny. I do too. I just didn't really realize it was such a thing, but it really is. It's like a thing. It's a kink. Okay. Let's see here. Oh, you need to get a vibrating butt plug. My girlfriend and I love it. Plus, I feel it when it's in her. I know I need to get one of these. Jesus, do you know how long it's taken me to get to upgrade my own dildo? And then in the beginning, like 3 years ago, Cowboy Ann used to tease me relentlessly about my little vibrator with the, you know, it was one of those little tiny egg ones, the little, you know, the little ones that have a wire and it would get bent and crimped. And he's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, it was like being on dial up. I know, I'm always like, guys, I'm behind. I'm just like, I just got a new iPhone and a new MacBook Pro. I can't even tell you how long I've held on to the old stuff, you know, because I just get, it's like, oh, it works fine. I use it. It functions. And you can just sit and take the time to learn something new or whatever. I don't know. I guess I apply some of the same things, you know, to my sex toys. It's like I'm late to the party and I know there's all this fun technology out there. You can give the, you know, people can vibrate you remotely. You know what, though? That might be something fun, again, like for the OnlyFans. Do you want to vibrate my vibrator? I wonder if I can link that on there. And then, you know, like you can get a login or something, like I don't know. That's it. Now you've given me a good idea. Holy shit. The brainstorming's happening. Okay. But yes, I do need to get one. And I know I've heard great things about it. I think that while I'm getting fucked and then, you know, a vibrator on my clit, vibrating butt plug. That's what my friend said was a triple wow wow. I've never had the triple wow wow. I've had it without the vibrating butt plug, but I would love to. Yeah, I know. I need to. It's time. I will. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me of that. Okay. And then I'll just finish up with, the last few here. Okay. This is from Tom. Tom, I've started to follow you on Tumblr after seeing you in my girls' follows. Yay. I don't know who your girls are, but yay, girls. I love your content. I have only heard your latest podcast, which was a little hard to hear, but the content was interesting. I'm sorry about that. Again, I don't know why it was hard to hear. Oh, you know what? I wonder if that was the one I did with Cowboy N when I had the wrong, I didn't have my microphone set up right. That might have been it. Anyway, okay. I went to sign up, but it won't accept me. I hope you can fix that. I've been into BDSM for the last 14 years, maybe a bit more. I look forward to your reply. Okay. The site, yes. I've mentioned this before. I'll say it again. I'll message you two separately, Tom, just in case you don't catch this episode. On my website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, on the front page, it says you can sign up for exclusive content. Because originally, I was actually, when I was going to do exclusive content, I was just going to throw up some pictures, you know, that I wasn't going to post anywhere else. That was it. Never ended up doing it. I know. Sorry. Lame. But, and that's the part I've mentioned to everybody. It's like, I have all these email addresses, all these signups, and I've never done a damn thing with it. I know how many people are in there, but that's all I know. And, it's just been sitting there. Now I'm going to use it, you know, I'll use it. And, if you're on the subscribe, if you've signed up there with your email, I'll make sure that before I launch that I'll send out an email to give everybody, like anybody that signs up first is in that group is going to be getting the best deal. But I didn't realize it wasn't working. So I'll check that out. Thank you for that, Tom. I will check that out. I'll get back to you. I'll make sure it's working and then you can sign up. But here's the interesting thing. You know what I didn't get? See, this is like, duh, you know, all this stuff comes back to me. Every time people would say, oh, I just signed up, but I'm not getting anything or whatever. And then people would say, is it free? What does it cost? I'm like, what do you mean is it free? Of course it's free. You know, I didn't get the way people were perceiving it. They were perceiving it as what's out there that people, you know, pay for this stuff. And that's the way things have gone. So, I mean, it's just like funny. Now my light bulbs come in. I'm like, oh, that's why I would get asked that all the time. It used to annoy me. I'm like, what the fuck? I mean, who do they think? What kind of person do they take me for? That's what I used to be like, oh my God, I'm not one of those people. Yeah, that was 3 years ago. I've changed a lot. Things are different. Things are a little bit different. I used to wonder, like, where am I going to be at the end of all this? Oh my God, I'm a total tramp, I guess. With an OnlyFans page. Who knew? Okay. Last question. Let's see, from Julie. Just discovered your webpage. Love it. Great job. Very well done. So hot. I'm a guy and I would fuck one of your guys. Does that mean LOL. So maybe you're just saying like, they sound hot. You're not gay, but they sound hot. Like they could turn you gay. Okay. I believe our paths are somewhat similar. Done a lot of crazy stuff. Kink. I used to turn my bedroom into a dungeon. I have very tasteful pics. Love to share one day love your work. Well, thank you so much. I'm glad you appreciate the podcast. I'm glad you enjoy it. I love hearing that feedback. And I don't have a dungeon bedroom, But again, there's all kinds of things I'm going to be working on in the future. Maybe that'll go on the bucket list. maybe I'll go into a dungeon and shoot a little like teaser videos or something, you know, and tastefully done, of course, and put that up, you know, send out little snippets. Anyway, I don't know. Was there a question in there? Or is that just statements? You want to share? Oh, you want to share them with me? You can share them with me. Send away. I would love to see this dungeon bedroom. Very hot. I'd love to see your creative ideas. All right. I think that wraps it up. Thanks, everybody, again for listening. Stay with me. Lots of fun, exciting stuff on the horizon. You're going to love it. It's going to be very fun. I'm telling you, I think you're going to enjoy the video portion. If you've liked the audio, just wait. Just wait till you get to see it, like, live. Is it live or is it Memorex? All right, guys. Take care. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.